This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bianculli. It's now been 3 months since members of the Writers Guild of America went on strike in Hollywood on May 2nd, with the Screen Actors Guild joining them July 14th. That combined work stoppage has affected TV viewing already and significantly. No new late-night talk shows, several shows closed down in mid-production, and the fall broadcast season in total disarray, populated mostly by reality and game shows. The Emmy Awards, scheduled for September 18th, have just been postponed, the first time that's happened since 2001 in the wake of 9/11. But there's still some excellent television to watch as the strike drags on, if you know where and when to look. The longer the strike continues, the more the TV networks and streaming services will be shifting and delaying their planned schedules. No one is eager to launch new shows when the actors won't promote them, or schedule expensive productions from their inventory when they don't know how soon they'll be able to resume filming new ones. But in August, a few completed series are indeed arriving on schedule. The Showtime series Billions, for example, returns later this month for its 7th and final season. On Hulu, the delightful Only Murders in the Building returns next week for its 3rd season, with Meryl Streep added to the cast. And this week, the Apple TV Plus series Physical, starring Rose Byrne, returns for its 3rd season, and it too has a prominent new guest star, Zooey Deschanel, former star of Fox's New Girl sitcom. You also can watch for shows that are rolling out their episodes this summer on a weekly basis. The FX miniseries Justified City Primeval, which is great, presents new installments every Tuesday this month. And Star Trek Strange New Worlds, on Paramount Plus, is concluding its 2nd season by serving up some very wild, inventive episodes. Last week, it did a crossover episode with another Star Trek spin-off series, Star Trek Lower Decks, which was tricky because Lower Decks is a cartoon. And this week, Strange New Worlds rips a page from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer playbook and finds a way to do a musical episode where characters burst uncontrollably into song. In Buffy, the cause was a demon's magic spell. On Strange New Worlds, it happens when the Starship Enterprise encounters something called an improbability field, and the crew members start singing instead of talking, beginning with the usually somber Vulcan, Spock, played by Ethan Peck.
Ensign Uhura, are you patched into comms?
Aye, sir.
I need a full status report, all stations.
Apologies. Reporting from engineering first, sir. Mr. Spock?
The intermix chamber and containment field are stable. I'll get to the warp core and assess its state when I'm able.
Where's that music coming from?
Not from anywhere on the ship.
Apologies, the most confounding thing. I appear to be singing.
I have sick bay for you, sir.
Most unusual, so peculiar.
This prolonged strike period also is an opportunity to catch up on terrific series you've missed or want to revisit. Netflix is the place to see all of Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, and Black Mirror, 3 of the best TV series made in this century. Disney Plus has an excellent inventory of old series, plus the fabulously filmed version of the musical Hamilton. Apple TV Plus has all 3 seasons of Ted Lasso. And Hulu is a goldmine. Its inventory includes such classic, never-fail comedies as The Mary Tyler Moore Show and The Bob Newhart Show, and even such rarely available TV dramas as St. Elsewhere, the 80s series that still makes me smile with anticipation whenever I hear its instrumental theme song. But Hulu isn't just an oldies station. You can find all the seasons of Fargo there, and the original Justified series. And a still fresh series, The Bear, that dropped its 2nd season on Hulu in June, and instantly has become my new favorite TV show. It stars Jeremy Allen White from the Showtime series Shameless as a talented chef. As he works to launch a new restaurant, the TV series The Bear has only two speeds. There's fifth gear, where all is frenetic insanity. And there's first gear, where things slow down and scenes are shot in long single takes. In one such scene, with music playing in the background, White's Carmen repairs a dining table with fellow chef Sydney, played by Ayo Edebiri, while the two of them talk about food.
You still love to cook, right?
Yeah. Best part of my day, like 10 minutes ago,
yeah.
I made Nat an omelet.
You love taking care of people.
Yeah, I guess.
What was in the omelet?
Brussel. And put chives and potato chips on top.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of potato chips?
Sour cream and onion.
Oh,
yeah, the type with the ridges.
I bet that was fire.
That was delicious.
That's good. Ah, that's good.
And that reminds me, TV serves as comfort food, too. Don't forget about old Columbo episodes on Peacock or The Sopranos on Max. Or, to stick with the comfort food metaphor and return to the omelet idea from The Bear, how about going to Prime Video and paying to watch old episodes of Julia Child as the French chef? I have, and there's something about them that's delicious, as well as genuinely instructive.
You can tell exactly the heat of the pan by looking at the butter foam. As you see, it's still foaming. But it's when the foam begins to subside, then it's time to make the omelet. But you want to make, just be absolutely sure the butter is very hot, because if it isn't, it's going to, your omelet's going to stick to the pan.
I know, it's an old show from the 70s. But sometimes, especially during strike times, there's nothing quite so tasty as leftovers. On Monday's show, Jason Moran is at the piano to play music that shows how he's drawn from early jazz, hip-hop, and the avant-garde. His latest album is his take on the music of James Reese Europe, the composer and musician who led the Harlem Hellfighters Regiment Band in World War I. Europe had a short but remarkable life, as we'll hear. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Roberta Shorrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Tina Kalicki. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesberg. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm David B. Inkuli.